Good afternoon, 4:30 and 57 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
Distillers contribute about $8.5 billion each year to Kentucky's economy.
House Speaker Jeff Hoover says a new study underscores the importance of bourbon to Kentucky's economic landscape. A medical helicopter crashes near Beattyville. And the Rowan campus of MCTC receives a $1 million grant for a work-ready skills initiative. In sports, the struggling UK Wildcats return to the hardwood tonight. They take on LSU. Bud Luke has the business news. More rain this evening. Low in the 40s. The complete forecast is coming up after this news. A medical helicopter responding to the scene of a traffic accident crashed early this morning east of Beattyville. It happened about 5:30 along Highway 52 in the St. Helens community. The director of the Lee County Ambulance Service says all three crew members survived the crash. Steve McIntosh says the pilot refused treatment and the other two crew members were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Captain Stuart Morris is with the Beattyville Fire Department. He tells WLEX it could have been worse.
There were no power lines that were hit. No lines were hit at all. They had cleared the lines and crashed just on the other side of them.
The cause of the accident has not yet been determined. Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board have been called in to investigate. A 31-year-old Lewis County man has been killed in a car-motorcycle accident. According to the Lewis County Herald, Jackie Johnson of Garrison died late Monday afternoon in a crash on Rock Creek Road. Police say Johnson was southbound on the motorcycle near the junction of State Route 8 when it collided with a northbound auto. The county coroner pronounced Johnson dead at the scene. The accident occurred around 5:15. A man accused of murdering two Fort Campbell soldiers was arraigned in a Hopkinsville courtroom today. 35-year-old Jeremy DeMar is charged in the killings of his estranged wife, Priscilla East, and Christopher Hoke.
Do you understand the charges against you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Can you afford an attorney?
No, Your Honor.
You're not guilty plea on at this time. Appoint a public defender.
Police say the murders took place at a home in Oak Grove, Kentucky. DeMar was arrested last week in Clarksville, Tennessee. Every law enforcement agency certified through the Kentucky Law Enforcement Foundation Program Fund has adopted new sexual assault policies mandated by the 2016 General Assembly. As Josh James reports, the changes are aimed at preventing another backlog of rape kits.
Kentucky Justice Secretary John Tilley is hailing the announcement as a milestone as the state looks to scrap policies that contributed to a backlog of more than 3,000 untested sexual assault kits. Under Senate Bill 63, also known as the SAFE Act, agencies participating in the fund were required to institute new policies guiding collection and transport of the kits, as well as the notification process for victims. Eileen Rechtenwald with the Kentucky Association of Sexual Assault Programs says the change will likely result in more successfully prosecuted cases and help, quote, ensure a trauma-informed approach to the investigation of this crime, end quote. The policy overhaul coincides with an influx of new legislature-approved money, $4.5 million requested by Governor Matt Bevin, to go toward increased staffing and resources for the Kentucky State Police Crime Lab. In a recent progress report, Attorney General Andy Beshear said that state authorities have tested just over one-third of the shelved kits. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
State Senator Robin Webb says they're not necessary and unconstitutional. The Grayson Democrat is talking about medical review panels that would evaluate the merits of lawsuits filed against Kentucky healthcare professionals before the cases would be heard in court. She discussed the proposal Monday on KET's Kentucky Tonight with Republican State Senator Ralph Alvarado. He's a Winchester physician who has drafted a bill which calls for just that. Alvarado says liability insurance rates are soaring in Kentucky because doctors are practicing defensive medicine to to avoid potential lawsuits.
You've got certain specialties like emergency room physicians, OBGYNs, that have, you know, exorbitant costs that are going up all the time. Nursing homes right now are having enormous costs in their medical malpractice coverage. I think the latest reports we've got is that we're 7 times more expensive in those costs in the state of Indiana.
The studies show that claims are down. Medical negligence comprises a very small portion of the tort actions in America. The awards have been down and fairly steady. And just a few of the doctors are driving the claims.
And Senator Webb says no other business in Kentucky receives special treatment prior to legal proceedings. Dr. Alvarado's bill would establish a 4-member panel that would examine medical malpractice claims and render a non-binding opinion to the court before a case proceeds to trial. Senator Mitch McConnell again today took Senate Democrats to task for what he claims are obstructionist tactics in their consideration of President Trump's cabinet secretaries. The Kentucky Republican spoke shortly after the Senate confirmed Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary on a 51-50 vote. Vice President Pence cast the deciding vote. McConnell accuses Democrats of foot-dragging of historic proportions.
Let me just say again, we've done a little research and we found that this is the slowest time for a new cabinet to be up and running since George Washington. This level of obstruction at the beginning of an administration is really a record-setting in a very unfortunate way.
McConnell says it's time for Democrats to get over the November election and let the new administration get to work. A new study shows that Kentucky's bourbon industry increased its economic output by $1 billion in the last 2 years. The report, compiled by the University of Louisville, indicates that Kentucky bourbon now pours $8.5 billion into the state's economy. Eric Gregory is president of the Kentucky Distillers Association.
We want to know exactly where our full potential is, to be honest with you. I mean, we're literally making bourbon as fast as we can. The global market that's out there right now is thirsty for Kentucky bourbon.
The U of L study shows the bourbon industry generates more than 17,000 jobs and has an annual payroll of $800 million. The Boyd County Clerk's Office has received a clean bill of health for its bookkeeping. Morehead State Public Radio's Tilden Johnson has the story.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, in his January 10th report, State Auditor Mike Harmon said there were no material weaknesses involving internal control over financial reporting and its operation at the Boyd County Clerk's Office. Harmon reviewed its record keeping for the 2015 calendar year. Boyd County Clerk Debbie Jones reported $13.9 million in receipts and $13.6 million in disbursements. Receipts included $1.4 million in motor vehicle licenses and transfers, along with $1.3 million in delinquent tax revenue. While Harmon noted Jones didn't follow the accepted accounting format, she was working within the boundaries of Kentucky law. For MSPR News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
The Morehead-Rowan County Recreation Committee continues to evaluate the results of last summer's survey that asked local residents for suggestions for ways to improve the area's recreation programs and facilities. According to Mayor Jim Tom Trent, the group has assigned some of its members to assist with the second part of that task.
One of the subcommittees was looking and taking a hard inventory of what we have and as far as facilities and what condition they are in, how often they are used, and then cross-referencing those with information they received from the survey.
Trent says the subcommittee is also working with a local resident to do some upgrades on some area trails, which won't cost much to do. The Recreation Committee will hold public forums later this year to gather further input as it develops a long-range plan for improving recreational opportunities in Rowan County. The new Rowan Campus Center of Maysville Community and Technical College is benefiting from Governor Matt Bevin's Kentucky Work Ready Skills Initiative. The school has received a $1.1 million grant for the effort. Rowan Campus Director Russ Ward says the money will be used to buy new equipment for such programs as diesel and auto technology, welding, and construction technology. According to Ward, it wasn't a given that MCTC Rowan would get that grant.
We had to go through a process of getting partners together that, you know, support technical education and industrial education, and it was a process. I think there were like 140-some applicants, and we made the top 30.
The Rowan campus, new $28 million facility, is currently under construction and should be ready in November. Higher education officials from across Kentucky are meeting in Versailles to discuss making transfer options between community colleges and universities easier for students. A statement from the Kentucky Community and Technical College System says it is working with the Council on Post-Secondary Education to bring together nearly 200 educators on Wednesday to participate in Transfer Summit 2.0 in Versailles. The statement indicates the event will focus on programs identified as areas of need in Kentucky, such as engineering, nursing, and logistics. As the university looks to hike its enrollment, one official says Morehead State needs to do a better job of telling its story to the outside world. Tim Rhodes is the school's assistant vice president for enrollment services. He says MSU has a lot of special things going on that people don't know about. For instance, Morehead State's graduates do very well when they apply for admission to medical, dental, or veterinary schools.
When we tell students, especially in these new areas, they're surprised to know that, you know, getting into medical school, pharmacy school, dental school, veterinary school, the rates from Morehead State are higher than any of these other Kentucky colleges and much higher than the national or state averages.
MSU is enlarging its primary recruiting base, moving into new areas of Kentucky and other parts of the country. Its president says the Kentucky Education Association is supporting a major education reform bill before the state legislature. Stephanie Winkler tells Spectrum News that Senate Bill 1, sponsored by Republican Mike Wilson, includes input from educators and others from all over the Commonwealth.
We feel like there are many tenets to this bill that are really, really good and that will help to move education forward. Senator Wilson's been a great partner in allowing stakeholders to have input into this bill on many different levels and in different ways.
The measure returns more control over standards and assessments to local boards of education. And finally, this afternoon, state gas taxes are becoming increasingly insufficient to pay for road and bridge maintenance, and a new method of doing that must be found. That's according to Ohio's Transportation Director Jerry Ray. He thinks motorists in the future will continue to pay gas taxes to their states, but they'll be assessed for miles traveled, too.
I think the day will come when you will pull up to the pump, and the pump will know your vehicle, and your vehicle will know the pump. And you'll get out and pump the gas, and there'll be the price of the gas, there'll be some charge for the gas tax. That pump will also know how many miles you have traveled since the last time you refueled, and there will be a vehicle miles traveled fee. The technology's there.
Such a system, says Ray, would effectively make every mile of pavement in the U.S. a toll road. He concedes coming to agreement on a new road funding plan would be difficult because gas taxes differ from state to state. Ohio's gas tax is 28 cents per gallon. Kentucky's is 25.9. And here is the weather forecast for the MSPR listing area, including the counties of Magoffin, Morgan, and Rowan. Tonight, mostly cloudy, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms, then isolated showers late, low in the mid-40s. The chance of rain is 70%. Wednesday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, showers likely, and a slight chance of thunderstorms late, highs in the lower 50s, and the chance of rain is 60%. Around the region, it is 59 degrees in Ashland, 56 in Flemingsburg. Inez is 64, 57 in Lexington, and it is 56 in Winchester, and on the campus of Morehead State University, it is 57 degrees. What threw me off is in the studios of Morehead State Public Radio, it probably is 89 degrees. 445, you are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It is good to have your company on this Tuesday afternoon. On our feature segment, the Morehead State Space Science Center is becoming a big part of an industry that has seen a meteoric rise in Kentucky. MSPR's Jacob Lindberg reports.
Although famous for its bourbon and thoroughbred horses, many Kentuckians are now looking to the cosmos. Since the turn of a decade, business has skyrocketed for the manufacturing of satellites and space technology. Now, it's the biggest industry in the state. Dr. Benjamin Malfrus is Executive Director of a Space Science Center at Morehead State University and President of the Kentucky Aerospace Industry Consortium. He says that designation came as a shock to him and his colleagues.
In 2012, a report came out from the Kentucky Economic Development Cabinet that said that aerospace is the number one manufactured export in the state. So in 2012, when that study came out, those of us in the aerospace industry were looking around at each other saying, how did this happen? Who the heck are we? It really just happened by surprise.
In 2012, the aerospace industry in Kentucky was worth over $3.8 billion. Now it has climbed to almost $9 billion. Malfrus says that growth happened slowly and organically over time.
We don't have a big aerospace company or a NASA facility in the state. So it was really kind of surprising. But what we do have is hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of small companies that make very high-tech components and subsystems for the aerospace industry.
That means, says Malfrus, that production in Kentucky isn't reliant on one company's success. The Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center at MSU was opened at a cost of $15.6 million in 2009. Malfrus says the facility has received $20 million in grants since then, and has been involved in an impressive group of projects.
We have really evolved quite a bit since it opened. In that time, we've launched 5 spacecraft and have just delivered 2 others and are building one to go to the moon on the maiden voyage of the largest, most powerful rocket ever built in the history of the world.
The spacecraft currently under construction, known as the Lunar Ice Cube, will embark on a $15 million mission to orbit the moon. When its job is done, it must be disposed of, but many of the methods for disposal require energy and resources. That's why the team at Morehead proposed a unique plan.
We propose to crash it into the moon. So literally, at the end of the mission, we're going to self-destruct the Lunar Ice Cube spacecraft by crashing it into the far side of the moon and making a new crater.
Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
.449, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. All things considered from NPR at 5 o'clock, and Braxton has sports right after we take this time out.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Morehead Incorporated, presenting the 12th Annual Morehead Antique Market Saturday and Sunday, March 4th and 5th at the Morehead Conference Center. Antiques, collectibles, heirlooms, glassware, jewelry, and more. Presented by Downtown Morehead Incorporated, the 12th Annual Morehead Antique Market at the Morehead Conference Center. Saturday, March 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, March 5th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information on Facebook under Downtown Morehead.
Cats look to get back on track. Good afternoon with Morehead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Looking to regain their winning magic, the Kentucky basketball team has SEC action against LSU tonight at 7 o'clock at Rupp Arena. The Wildcats have lost 3 of their last 4 games, falling 7 spots this week to number 15 in the AP College basketball poll. Assistant coach Tony Barbie is not dismayed by that, saying the freshman-laden UK is just going through some growing pains.
We're so young, and winning on the high school level is different than winning on the college level. It's a totally different game, and that's one of the things this young team is learning individually and collectively is what winning basketball means in certain situations.
LSU has struggled this season. While 9-13 overall, the Tigers have won just one of their 10 SEC games. Led by sophomore guard Antonio Blatney's nearly 16 points a game, they have four starters averaging in double figures. The Morehead State basketball Eagles will host longtime OVC nemesis Murray State tomorrow night at 7. MSU has won 7 of its last 9 games. Interim coach Preston Spradlin loves the Eagles' focus right now, saying no matter the situation, they never get rattled.
We just don't look at the score. I don't look at it. They don't look at it, and they just play. They just execute. They don't worry about that. They don't care if they're down. They don't care if they're up. They're going to try to fight and scrap and be locked in and play the same way, and that's what you want, and I think that's why our team is special.
Murray will enter Johnson Arena on the heels of an 81-69 weekend loss to Belmont. The Racers are 12-12 overall, 6-4 in the OVC. The Eagles are 7-3 in conference play. The Morehead State women's basketball team is enjoying a week with no games until Saturday. At 18-6 this season, head coach Greg Todd says his team's balance is the key to what he calls a successful season to this point.
Makes it nice when you have four seniors that are all contributors, and certainly we have some of our best players are not seniors. We've had a very balanced attack, and it's been a great season with the amount of wins that we have, already 18 wins, and should have a spot in the OVC tournament.
MSU is 8-3 in OVC play. They take on Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. The Round County boys basketball team will be gunning for their fifth straight win tonight. The Eagles will meet Ashland Blazer at Cooper Gym at 7:30. The Tomcats are only 11-14 this season, but Round coach Sean Thacker notes they've won 8 of their last 10 games.
They've been playing really well here of late, so, you know, it's kind of what have you done for me lately business, and they've been playing really well, and Coach Howe is doing a good job over there, and we'll have to get things ready to play when they play a lot of zone.
Ashland's offense is led by junior Chase Villers over 15 points a game. Round will be out to improve on its 18-6 record. The Morehead State football program has finalized its 2017 schedule. MSPR's Nathan Gutierrez reports.
The 11-game slate features 5 home games and 6 road contests. The Eagles kick off the new season with a Thursday night home contest with Kentucky Christian University on August 31st. Other home games include matchups with Dayton, Butler, Stetson, and Davidson. The Eagles will travel to Liberty, Austin Peay, Campbell, San Diego, Valparaiso, and Marist. Homecoming will be held on October 21st with the matchup against Stetson. Morehead State finished the 2016 season 4-7 overall and 3-5 in the PFL. For Morehead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Nathan Gutierrez.
The Atlanta Falcons have announced former Alabama offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian as their new offensive coordinator, replacing new San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. Sarkisian was an offensive analyst for the Crimson Tide before he took over as offensive coordinator in the college football playoff title game after Lane Kiffin departed to become Florida Atlantic's head coach. Pitchers and catchers are getting set to report next week to the Cincinnati Reds spring training camp in Goodyear, Arizona. After a 68-49 finish last season, Cincy is hoping for better things in 2017. MLB.com reporter Mark Sheldon says despite not making any flashy offseason acquisitions, the Reds believe they will be improved because their pitching will be improved.
They didn't make any sexy acquisitions. It's Drew Storen and Scott Feldman, really. But what they've done is they've gotten their younger guys. They're going to have them compete. They have healthy arms, again, for them knocking on wood. But guys like Anthony DeSclafani and Homer Bailey are expected to be back. Putting all that together, they're going to be able to set up the bullpen the way they want.
The Red Spring Camp opens next Tuesday. The Morehead State softball team's 2017 season opens later this week. The Eagles start 2017 on Friday as they play a 4-game weekend tournament in Georgia at Kennesaw State. Coach David Williams says his players have had a great preseason camp.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We've practiced almost 30 times since they've been back. We brought them back early from winter break, and we're almost on practice 30. And, it's kind of crazy. At no point so far have we had just a really, really bad practice.
The MSU softball team opens with St. Louis and South Carolina State on Friday. They play Kennesaw Saturday and Sunday. Finally in sports, Lewis County baseball coach Dave Kelly has resigned, according to the Ashland Independent. With the Lions' first game scheduled for March 18th, Principal Jack Likens says the school hopes to hire a new coach within the next couple of weeks. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Murray State tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and women's basketball welcomes Tennessee State at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, February 15th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Ticket Office, 783-2386, or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities closed mixed as energy capped gains while investors focused on a slew of corporate earnings reports, and the Dow Industrials did manage a small gain of 37.87 at 20,090.29. The S&P 500 was up 0.52 at 2293.08, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 10.67 to finish at 5674.22. New York Stock Exchange of Breath was 15 to 13 in favor of losing stocks over winners. Energy fell more than 1% to lead all declining sectors. Crude futures for March delivery fell just over 1.5% to settle at $52.17 a barrel amid concerns of higher U.S. shale production. General Motors, Archer Daniels Midland, and Michael Kors were among the companies that reported before the bell. GM and Michael Kors both disappointed in regard to their earnings, and both stocks got hammered. GM was down almost 5%, and Michael Kors was down over 10%. Archer Daniels Midland just missed earnings estimates, but the stock was up 1.3%. Disney, Gilead Sciences, Mondelez, Pioneer Natural Resources, and Zillow are among the many other companies due to report after the close today. In economic news, the U.S. trade deficit last year reached its highest level since 2012. For the whole year, the deficit rose 0.4% to $502.3 billion. Overseas European equities traded mostly higher, with the pan-European Stock 600 index rising about 0.3%. In Asia, stocks traded mostly lower, with the Shanghai Composite falling about 0.8%, and the Nikkei 225 dropping about 0.3%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, your best performers were Boeing and IBM. Your worst performers were Chevron and Merck. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Transdem and Centene, and the worst performers were Michael Kors and FMC. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Incorporated down 15 cents at 117.51, CSX up 42 cents at 47.68, AEP up 10 cents at 63.92, AK Steel down 19 cents at 8.01, Marathon Petroleum down 45 cents at 47.92, and Anthem was up $1.74 to finish at 158.55. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery, exquisite art treasures in historic downtown Maysville, Kentucky. Eat Gallery works with gold and silversmiths who specialize in creating wearable art jewelry. For the jewelry you no longer wear or heirlooms that need updating, Eat Gallery can create wearable pieces that will last generations. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Eat Gallery can be reached at 606-564-5578 and online at eatgallery.com.
Mostly cloudy tonight, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers late, lows in the mid-40s. The chance of rain is 70%. Wednesday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, showers likely, and a slight chance of thunderstorms late, highs in the lower 50s. The chance of rain is 60%. Around the region, it is 59 in Ashland, 56 in Flemingsburg, 64 in Inez, 57 in Lexington. It is 56 in Winchester, and on the campus of Morehead State University, it is 57 degrees. And that will bring the curtain down on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Nathan Gutierrez, Braxton Howard, Courtney Howell, Jacob Lindberg, Tilden Johnson, and Victoria Agee from WUKY, Josh James. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.